Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent. This week for podcasting content, I thought I would take you behind the scenes on some of my process for creating and trying to maintain content while running a busy company with lots of deliverables and lots of turns. One of the things that is our most popular piece of content that I do every week called Five for Friday. So why do I have a Friday post? Well, back in the start of COVID, as I was learning how to establish a content channel and to be able to use it to engage, I had conversations with lots of people. I looked at how they were doing content. I looked at how to create a content digest that would allow me to have something that could go into the weekend, since people come into LinkedIn at different times, everyone is so busy, and pick up things that may have gotten missed. For those of you who don't post on LinkedIn, the algorithm, very finicky. There's a very specific process by which it shows it to a small subset of your audience, and then based on whether those people like or make a comment, it determines whether the content is worthy, and then whether it will show it to you again and again. So even if you wanted to see a particular piece of content, the algorithm may never, ever show it to you. My idea on the Five for Friday was take the things that I had noticed in the week that I myself had not had a chance to read in the week and be able to make them available in a way that would be a digest that I could come back to on those Sunday afternoons when I'm organizing for the week and I want to be able to read some things. So the Five for Friday typical topics are going to be, of course, public procurement, public sector, a lot of supply chain these days as well. And so how do I do that? Well, as I notice things coming by on my feed that I'm saving for later, I put them in a particular folder where I can come back to them at the end of the week. I'm always going to look at NASPO, which is the State Procurement Officers, NIGP, which is the National Institute of Governmental Purchasing, NASIO, which is the state CIOs, NASCA, the state chief administrators, NASBO, which is the state's budget officers, and then NAEP, which is the Association of Educational Procurement. Those venues will regularly have different pieces of content that are relevant to who I consider my audience to be and things that I'm personally interested in. In addition to that, there's different individuals that are good writers on public procurement topics. Rob Handfield, of course, regularly covers supply chain topics. Victor Lemer covers a lot of direct items that are in the NIGP zone, as well as his own content. Raj Sharma, Public Spend Forum, Governing, Route 50, State Scoop, John Hansen. And then you can search across the hashtags for things like public procurement and supply chain, although the hashtag searching capacity for LinkedIn begs for some assistance. So I'll take those and put them into a link shortener that I have and be able to post that across and make it available. So as an example for today on December 10th, I'm going to cover five things plus some bonus content. First, Governing has a really interesting article on ARPA spending. E&I is going to have a webinar on ARPA fund usage. ARPA is very interesting to me because it's generally going to put a lot of press on procurement offices. And so how are they going to be able to absorb that with all of the new scrutiny that's going to be on these solicitations, making sure that they're compliant with all the federal regulations, which are generally found in the 2 CFR 200. We have, as a company, two or three projects related to helping procurement shops address the surge that comes from ARPA. So I find the topic to be very relevant for public procurement shops. Continuing down the list, NASIO published their top 10 priorities for state CIOs earlier this week, and that's always an interesting read and tends to affect their content over the rest of the year. NASPO has a blog post out on dealing with price change volatility, and then I'm highlighting the end of the DEI survey that we have had out where we're working for a large state client as they do some program design. So if please still go find that survey, I'll leave it up for another day or two. And then I'll have a bonus piece of content where SAP recently put out a survey that they did across 1,000 shops on public procurement transformation and is very relevant I do include some of the private sector content. Last week we covered Procurated's nice funding round that they received. So hopefully that's a look behind the scenes on why we make some of those choices and the content. If you're not over on LinkedIn, I think you'll find it interesting. I use a unique hashtag for Five for Friday. It's actually a font stylized hashtag. So if you just search for Five for Friday, you wouldn't see mine because I don't want it blending in with anyone else who uses that. So it's very easy to look at, literally a year and a half of me doing that and driving out that service. So hopefully that is useful or interesting to you guys, and look for some content from me next week talking about the year in content review. And then also that will be the start of our newsletter on LinkedIn. We do have a regular content digest that is also called Public Procurement Change Agent. So if you are not signed up for that, I would ask you to consider that. So thanks and have a great week.